Next patient is Pamela Oates. The last name is O-A-T-E-S. This is the clinical case of a 53-year-old African-American female that is a patient of Dr. Toussaint. Toussaint, T-O-U-S, like in Sierra, is like in Sierra, A-I, N like in November, T like in Tango, Toussaint. That is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B that has been progressing gradually. This patient has severe diabetic retinopathy and during the last visit we noticed some improvement, but the patient has some relapse. She didn't continue with the changes in the lifestyle, and we have noticed the following changes. In the laboratory workup, the serum creatinine is 2.7, and the patient has a BUN of 45 with an estimated GFR of 20 mLs per minute. The potassium is 5.8, the glucose is 208, the sodium and the chloride are within normal limits. The patient has developed severe hyperkalemia, 5.8 millicuries per liter. The patient was given in the literature to learn about the potassium. We explained the comorbidities associated to hyperkalemia, and it is imperative that the patient increase the administration of furosemide to every other day and decrease the potassium intake in the diet. Number two, diabetes mellitus that is out of control. The laboratory workup shows that the hemoglobin A1C is 9.7. It used to be 8.9%. The consequences of the hyperglycemia and the blood sugar out of control is going to deteriorate the kidney function. And as a matter of fact, the protein creatinine ratio in the urine went back to 2.8 grams per gram of creatinine, which is proteinuria and nephrotic levels. The prognosis is extremely poor, and now because of the decrease in the GFR, this patient cannot be on SGLT2 inhibitors or finerenone. Following number, the patient had to stop the use of Ozempic because violent vomiting. Following number, morbid obesity, the patient has lost 11 pounds. We invested in the evaluation of the laboratory workup 7 minutes, in the face-to-face 15 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes. The patient is going to be back in 3 months with laboratory workup.